Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
The last two Superior Video Livestock Auctions of the year can be seen this week, Thursday, December 18th, the Superior Select Female Sale, 1 p.m. Central Time, $3,800 to sell. Then Friday, December 19th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. You'll have 16,700 head of cattle starting to sell at 8 a.m. Central Time, including 4,000 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 7,850 weaned calves. For more information, you can call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. The CME Group, the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to agricultural futures trade in this country, announcing that they're changing the limits for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange feeder cattle contracts effective today. They have been $3 a hundredweight. We've been down five straight trading days at that $3 a hundredweight trading limit. We're expanding the trading limit to $4.50 a hundredweight effective today. And effective tomorrow, the limits have the ability to expand by 150% all the way to $6.75 a hundredweight on any business day in the event that one of the first two contract months settles at limit on the previous trading day. So expansion of those limits on feeder cattle futures, what will it mean? Well, one trader indicates they'll still be limited down today. That would be $4.50 instead of $3 a hundredweight. We'll see if that does happen indeed by the close of trade this afternoon. Now, let's talk a little bit about Cuba as it relates to agriculture in this country. President Barack Obama yesterday announcing his intention to normalize U.S. relations with Cuba. Some Republican and even some Democratic members of Congress expressing some concerns about changing relations with Cuba. But it looks like that's the direction that the administration may be headed. And a real key will be how they deal with Cuba in the things that they buy. Agriculture can now sell U.S. products into Cuba. But the problem has been third-party banking requirements, limited credit financing combined to limit market access. New regulations that are going to be developed by the Commerce Department of the Obama administration will eliminate the third-party needs. The regulatory changes will not go into effect until the regulations are actually written, haven't been worked up as of yet. No time frame from the administration on getting those regulations written. Early indications, agriculture liking what they're hearing. Positive statement comes out from American Farm Bureau's Bob Stallman. And U.S. Wheat Associates issuing a statement that they're excited about the potential of basically getting these credit rules and banking rules kind of changed to where we'll be able to sell in a more reasonable manner of wheat into the island nation of Cuba. President Paul Penner, a Kansas wheat farmer, says U.S. wheat farmers are excited about the prospect of exporting more wheat to Cuba. He says that NOG has long supported strengthened trade relations with Cuba and sees this as a historic step in that direction. Alan Tracy with U.S. Wheat Associates saying that we really do need these concrete steps when it comes to the banking rules. If Cuba can resume purchases of U.S. wheat, we believe our market share there could grow from its current level of zero to around 80 to 90% as it is with other Caribbean nations. 500,000 metric tons of mostly hard red winter wheat would be probably what the Cubans might end up taking from the U.S. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.